Live in the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. It's the Steve Gruber Show, and good to be back after a few days doing a couple of other things. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, gas prices have dipped slightly, but still will be the highest they've been in a decade for those of you traveling on Thanksgiving. Number two, the University of Michigan Law School has joined a trend of withdrawing from U.S. news rankings. We'll tell you why that is. And number three, it's the one thing that everybody's been talking about. You see, I left on Tuesday in the afternoon, and I sat out for the opening day of firearm deer season in Michigan. It's just something you always do. I've been doing that since 1979. Run the numbers. At any rate, I've been doing this since 1979, and I've seen snow on the opening day of deer season. I've seen a dusting. I've also seen rain usually, you know, 50 degrees and rain, seen that a little warmer a couple of times. And I've seen snow when you wake up and it's melted by 10. I've never seen what we saw happen last week. Went out to the blind with my son. He's in the mentor program, right? I'm the mentor. And we walked out there at 6 in the morning. And, of course, shoot time's about an hour later. And there was no snow on the ground. Then it began to snow some, and then it began to snow. Then it really started to snow. And by the time we walked out of there, and we didn't stay real late because I had something I had to do, oh, just after 10 o'clock, at least 3 inches. Well, it never stopped. All right, so I then had to drive south all the way to Atlanta, Georgia, for some things we were working on. It was snowing all the way from here south through Ohio into Kentucky. I don't think I saw the snow stop until we were in Tennessee, and it was still really cold, really cold. All right, so here are some of the, and I want to share this with you because these are remarkable numbers from the National Weather Service, from what I can gather. East Grand Rapids tops the list at 30.8. We're just going to call that 31 inches of snow did East Grand Rapids get, okay? I mean, and that is, to me, that's jaw-dropping. Goebbels, 28, Caledonia, 27, Grand Rapids proper, Grand Rapids Northwest, 26.2, Lowell, 24.8. We're talking about 2 feet of snow. Hastings over 22 inches, right? And that was a lot. So I went to see, I said, I think we had about 9 inches here where I live. Well, Lansing got 9.5. Langsford got 8.8. Another Lansing measurement was 8.5. So I think my 9-inch reading was just about right, right? And then go north, all right? East Jordan, 24 inches. Southwest of East Jordan, 19 inches. Central Lake, 14. I mean, and go to the other side of the state. Rogers City got 9.5. Charlevoix picked up 9. So, I mean, these are tremendous snow totals. For this, I've never seen this much snow this early is what I'm getting at. I don't think you have either. You know, the ponds are frozen over because temperatures. The good news is, for those of you, I mean, how many times in years past have you been out there and, okay, you get a deer and, you know, you get a cleanup and you're looking at the temperature going, yeah, I got to get it in. Not this time. Oh, you can hang them now right now because they're frozen solid like a brick. And so you've got a little bit more time for them to hang and remain quite fresh, to say the least. In Kent County, here's one example of what the storms did and how people were affected. And here's where it's going to affect people and government going forward. When you have this much snow this early, first of all, you've got inflation. So the price of diesel fuel to run the snow plows is several times higher than it's been in a long time, right? Several dollars higher than it has been in a long time. It's like double or more from where it was when Joe Biden stumbled into the Oval Office. So you look at the snow plows, whether they're snow plows for MDOT or snow plows for local communities or snow clearing machinery of any kind, you know, bucket loaders, whatever it might be. The cost of running those vehicles way up. And when you get this, I've never seen this much snow before Thanksgiving, ever, ever. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I've never seen it. All right, these have to be some. These have to be records in many places. So you're putting the snow plows on the ground early. You're using the diesel. You're using the salt. All of a sudden, if you get into this, if it's a pattern, because more snow is apparently on the way for some of these places, it's going to blow up the budgets. The budgets were already in trouble because of inflation, because of the massive reckless spending by those in Washington that have driven the price of everything through the roof, especially the price of fuel and the price of tires and the price of maintenance on machines has all gone through the roof. Then you add to that winter coming in with a vicious blow. You know, this is a month early. I mean, let's be honest. White Christmas in Lansing, for example, on average, over my lifetime, is about 1 in 3. 1 in 3. White Thanksgiving, I've seen 2 that I remember. Over the course of my life, I've seen 2 that I remember. All right? So for it to show up on November 15th with this kind of, you know, and the road crews are still out there working. It's good for the companies that push snow, of course. It's good for those guys. They make money early. It's good for the drivers. They make money early. But for the budgets and so forth. And in Kent County, for example, more than 1,000 calls to 911. First responders, this is just an example of what happens across West Michigan, had their hands full responding to numerous accidents Thursday and Friday as the snow started to fall. This is from MichiganNewsSource.com, my favorite place to go get information anymore, MichiganNewsSource.com. 1,000 calls. And that's just one county, one example, right? And if you think this is bad, you don't even have perspective. Orchard Park, New York, the home of the Buffalo Bills. 80 inches, 8-0. 6'8" of snow. 80 inches. Athol Springs, New York, 76. Hamburg, 73.7. Natural Bridge, 72.3. I don't even know where that is. Seneca, West Seneca, 49 inches. I mean, I'm sorry. I lived in Montana, where it really snows sometimes. I saw a couple of 2-foot snow events in Montana in the 4 years I lived there. I have, and maybe the blizzard of 1978. Would be on par with this kind of havoc. But it happens. Lake effect snow, and more on the way for the folks in Buffalo and elsewhere. I mean, once they find the car, it's going to get buried again. I'll bet they're sick of winter already. So count your blessings. Count your blessings. You didn't get 80 inches of snow. Yeah. I greatly appreciate it. All right. I'm going to take a quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard.
Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.